The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going. This is Brian Gaudio.
And I'm Medina Bay.
Presenting voices, past and present, on Pittsburgh's changing environment.
Yeah, it was smoky back then.
All this black, sooty smoke would go into the air, and if the wind wasn't blowing, where do you think it went? It went up and then came right back down all over the city. You'd wake up in the morning, and if you'd washed your car the day before, there was this real fine particulate from the slag would be all over the cars, clear out in Penn Hills.
This smoke, this soot, it would always be on our porch. My mother naturally cleaned that all up. She would get down on her hands and knees and wipe all the steps.
And you didn't swim in the rivers. You didn't even think about going there because of all the pollution. They dumped pollution from the steel mills right into the rivers. And I remember my mom having to wash my dad's shirts constantly because when he would go to work and walk around, he'd come home and there would be this gray particulate all over his shirt. That's why they called us the Smoky City. Pittsburgh used to be very critical of any new ideas.
I was never saying I had a problem with the smoke.
You're going to die of something. And I came up with this response that was, yes, but it's not how you died, it's how pleasantly you lived. But when I did come back, I was amazed at the change in the attitude of the people, and it was a new generation then.
Because if you keep making pollution, it's going to make everything bad and it's going to make everything stink and stuff.
If we don't keep it clean for a certain amount of time, the air will be polluted and the cities will be dirtier and dirtier.
We don't want something bad to happen to the Earth because it's the only planet that we can live on.
And we don't want the air to get dirty.
If you have leftover bottles, you should recycle them. And then if there's stuff that you don't need, you can throw some stuff in the garbage. But you should never throw it in the water or anything, because that'll make everything go bad.
I do think it's important to keep our environment clean, because if we don't keep our environment clean, then there'll be trash everywhere, and it just won't be a very nice place to live.
I recycle cans, bottles, garbage, and all other garbage. Grow gardens, make gardens, little gardens, grow watermelons, plants.
I think it will be better than it is now. I think that because more people are concerned about how to take care of the world.
You get these kids young and teach them about the environment. As the twig is bent, so grows the tree.
It's going to look better in the future.
Special thanks to the Northside Senior Center and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.